Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and the star of the show, Dr. David Friedman.
We've all heard the saying, mind over matter. Well, today we're going to hear from America's most trusted fitness professional who's helped thousands transform their bodies and their lives utilizing the power of the mind. He's graced the cover of 130 fitness magazines and shared his knowledge of exercise and nutrition on ESPN. Here to tell us how to achieve our brain's personal best, the author of Where Your Mind Goes, You Go. Please welcome Clark Bertram. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Clark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. You know, while I was sitting here on hold, I learned so much just in 2 minutes of holding. So you guys obviously are doing something right.
We do our best, you know. But this topic we're here to talk about, I love because I've always believed if you conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. And that's pretty profound. Share with us, how important, though, is the mind when it comes to achieving healthy body and fit body?
You know, I think it's the most important element in, you know, moving forward in any fitness regimen. You know, we have all the information we need as it comes to, you know, bicep curls, bench presses. You can go on YouTube and get tons of information. But the big disconnect is the obstacles that we place in front of ourselves, saying stupid things like, you know, I tried a program and it never worked, or I'm fat because my family's fat, or, you know, I hate exercising. You know, all those sorts of things. Well, you're just, obviously, you're setting yourself for failure.
You know, interesting, when I heard there was a 48-year-old fitness expert coming on the show to talk about brain fitness book, I thought it's going to be an overweight PhD brainiac, but you're in phenomenal shape. 48, am I right? 48 years old?
I'm 49.
Oh, 49. Wow.
Yeah.
Great shape. What would you say to our middle-aged listeners heading toward the big 5-0 saying, I'm too old, and that's their excuse?
That's a lame excuse because you're not too old. In my opinion, I think you are at your absolute best right now. The reason being is because you're so much more connected with yourself, with who you are and what you want out of life. And if you've been in the gym and you've exercised for any length of time, you have a better mind-muscle connection than someone 20 years old that's just now embarking on a fitness program. So to me, you know, your goal should be just to continue to move forward as we age, because there's no reason to slow down or stop. The way I personally stay motivated is I like to hang around younger people and prove to them this guy has still got it, and you're going to have to push yourself to hang with me. You know, so you have to play mental tricks with yourself, again, back to the whole where your mind you go theory, in order to really stay on top of your game.
You know, I saw an interview where you said something really profound. Your goal on every birthday is to be healthier and in better shape than the year before. Now, the reason that's so inspiring to me is because people use the opposite excuse. They say, it's another birthday. I'm older. I'm not going to go to the gym as much. My body's not able. You look great every year. So I think that's such a motivator. And I talked to Mr. North Carolina yesterday about this. He says that's his goal. He says every birthday he wants to be better than the year before.
Well, you know, we're goal-driven society. We've always been taught set a goal. And the problem that I have with, you know, fitness today is people set these very, you know, surface goals. They don't really dig down deep inside themselves and find out why they want to reach these goals. I know why I want to look better every time I have a birthday, because I want to prove it to myself, first of all, that I still am capable of achieving anything I put my mind to. Then, in addition to that, you know, there's a whole line of other things that I have that are deep set in my spirit that are really true and meaningful to me, more than just getting six-pack abs. I think those surface-level goals don't stick with people long enough for them to stick with a program like you're, you know, providing this transformation challenge. I don't think it's, you know, for people to settle on, I just want to look good, is not enough.
Right. You know, I love what Hank Aaron told a reporter one time after being asked how he was able to hit so many home runs, and he said, I already achieve each home run in my mind before ever stepping up to the plate. And that's just inspiring to create it in your mind, believe it, and you can achieve it, though. What about people that need motivation? Is it best to do affirmations? Is it best to have a partner? What picture of themselves back when they were thinner? What's a motivating factor that can make people get up and go, I'm sticking with it?
Well, in my book, I talk about that. You have to understand the difference between being motivated and being committed. to something. So, you know, we can all listen to a speech, go to church, or go to a motivational seminar and get very motivated.
Right.
But, you know, that wears off as we go along. But the difference between motivation and commitment is big. So, first of all, you sit down with yourself and you have personal time and you try and decipher, like I said, what is your why? Why are you embarking on a program? And once you dig down deep and peel away the layers of the onion, you'll start to find out things that may be very, very deep-set emotional reasons why you haven't achieved, you know, your physical perfection as we would like it. So once you really cue in on those things and you find out what they are, then absolutely, you know, get an accountability partner. I think the reason I've been successful in my life in any area is because I have people that I go to. Matter of fact, before you guys called to do this interview, I was sitting here contemplating the idea of calling a very good friend of mine and going in, and he's a counselor. You know, I'm not going crazy or anything like that. I just want somebody to bounce my emotions off, to bounce my feelings off, to give me, you know, great information to come back, to fill my spirit, to get me excited about continuing down the path that I've laid out for myself or that I'm following that God has for me. So, you know, it's important to have accountability partners. I think that is key.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, your book is really like it's a brain fitness book, which is great because you're this physique guy and you've told people how to build their body. So I really love that you're taking that avenue. But how long would it take? Somebody says, I get this book. I want to achieve my brain's personal best. When will that happen? If they really follow your recommendations, how long does it take?
Well, the way I wrote the book is a 30-day step-by-step. It's my belief that every but one of us listening now wants to grow emotionally, wants to grow in our mind and, you know, in our spiritual life and all these things. But, you know, I've read a million books, and I believe so many of them are filled with fluff. I'm a guy, get to the bottom line. Tell me what I need to do to get better. So the way I wrote the book was one day at a time. You read the book 5 minutes, and each day, that's all you do is that day's lesson. You read, and there's QR codes in the book as well. So you can scan the QR code, get a video, read the book, and then do the work. So, for example, day one has impacted so many people's lives because it deals with forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I believe that a lot of us are not successful in our life, regardless of the endeavor, as a result of not having forgiven someone in our life who's hurt us. We hold back resentment, we hold back bitterness, and this is like a cancer to us. So, unknowingly, it doesn't allow us to move forward because we're stuck in that past. So if you forgive and move forward in your life, you could have freedom from day one in my book. Absolutely. I've had so many people call me and say, Clark, day one was the hardest day for me. Then it goes on. Day two, I talk about, matter of fact, I gave my book to a buddy of mine in the gym. He just got out of prison 28 years. And he said, day two, you know, I have to say hi to five people. You know, we live in this day and age of social media, and I think social media is ruining people because it is the complete opposite of being social. You know, so if we get out and do what we should do, like they did back in the days of Mayberry, say hi to people, shake their hands, ask them how their day's going, day two could be awakening for some. So I think after having had so much feedback from the book, it depends on what that individual is dealing with. So somewhere between day one and day 30, I can promise that if you're reading the book, it will awaken one part in your life that you are struggling with, and you can go, you know what? This is right. I knew this, but I haven't been doing it.
Wow, that is amazing. I love that social media is not social media. It's called solo, because you really, one real friend is better than 1,000 Facebook friends. So that's a good point to bring up and to bond and get help from a friend.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that great information, and thank you for providing your latest book to a lucky winner registered for our Whole Body Transformation Challenge. To learn more about Clark, visit clarkbertram.com, and to order his new book, you can go to whereyourmindgoes.com, and you can register for the Whole Body Transformation Challenge to win Clark's book at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. That's toyourgoodhealthradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. And remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.